Hello, this is Noelle, just a typical ADHDer. I want to talk about Gotham. This is a bit of a strange subject for me because I have not actually seen all of the TV show Gotham. I'm not particularly familiar with the comics, and I mostly just know the Batman story from the Christopher Nolan movies and the Telltale games. I have also done some research and visited forums, read behind-the-scenes stuff for this TV show, and looked at summaries of plot lines from the comics. The reason for this is because for some reason, I have a difficult time getting into comic books and graphic novels. There's something about the way the information is presented with the art and the usually overly dramatic dialogue, in my opinion, that takes me out of the story. Probably most of the kind of comic books art also is just not my style. I know there's a variety, but much of it I just am not into. When I was younger, maybe I would have been, but for some reason now, that's the way my brain seems to work. Maybe it has to do with having a harder time watching animated films now, unless it's a very specific type of animation and storytelling. I would rather watch human beings on the screen than animated people. And also, I prefer to read summaries of these epic comic book plots than go through the mostly, in my opinion, disappointing dialogue and exaggerated illustrations. Because I really do like epic stories, and I love mythology. A lot of comic books have all these different versions of these characters and stories, a lot like ancient myths. As for why I've only seen parts of Gotham, I stay away from a lot of TV shows because they are such an investment, especially when a show is 20 plus episodes per season, and there are 5 seasons. In Gotham's place, the last season is shorter, but still it's more than 20 episodes per 4 seasons, and then maybe 10 episodes for the 5th season. And that is so much to be invested in. Since I get so obsessed with TV shows or whatever I'm passionate about, I tend to turn away from television pretty quickly if I'm not drawn in somehow. It doesn't mean I can't be patient if something about it catches my attention, but I'm much pickier about TV than something else that won't take as long to consume. But sometimes there will be a character or an actor or a story that I'm so interested in that I will only watch that plot line in the TV series and skip everything else. It's extremely problematic because you miss a lot. And if you go back and watch the whole thing, you might have a completely different opinion. And that has happened to me before. I also know that I waste way too much time and energy getting angry about a TV show or a story that I have been invested in that starts to go downhill from my perspective. So that's something I should probably stay away from. Oh, before I get into this too much, I just want to say, leave now if you want somebody who is a comic book expert and knows everything they're talking about, because this is going to drive you crazy. Sometimes that drives me crazy too, when people review things without actually having all the information and without having seen maybe the prequels and stuff, and so they go off of assumptions. That's something I do all the time. Doesn't mean I don't sometimes get frustrated about it. So, with Gotham, I decided to give it a try because I am kind of interested in the Batman story, and the idea was pretty great. Basically, there's a very young Batman, and you follow him and a bunch of upcoming villains and potentially heroes from the comics. That's what I thought it was, and that's basically what it is. However, there were a few differences. I thought it would be a bit more like Smallville, which is a TV show about young Superman growing up in high school, and he knows Lex Luthor, and it's very much for a younger audience, sometimes quite hilarious in how pure it tries to be, I suppose. This is much more like American Horror Story. In fact, I found a lot of the violence and ideas and villains to be more disturbing than American Horror Story. And even though sometimes the gore is a bit cartoony, I also found that to be more horrific than American Horror Story. I would say American Horror Story, as far as I've seen, I haven't seen every season, is more consistent than Gotham. And that's the reason why I have only seen parts of Gotham. They have some fantastic ideas, but I find the show to be incredibly uneven. And many people have commented on this and criticized the show for this. It's funny because we all have different ideas of what we want to see and what we would like to make the show more consistent. And sometimes I love a potpourri of madness, again, kind of like American Horror Story can be, where it's all these bizarre elements thrown in and there's not that much focus. But for me, with Gotham, it feels like half of the writers and producers know what they're doing and the other half don't. Again, totally my perspective, and many people seem to agree with me, but not at all on the specifics. And I don't think it necessarily varies even that much from episode to episode. It does a little bit from season to season, certainly. I'm watching season 4 right now, and at first I liked it, and now it's possibly my least favorite season. Maybe by the end it'll be one of my favorites. I don't know. To me, it's very much scene by scene, character by character, storyline by storyline. A lot of shows are inconsistent, but since this is a serialized story, when the writers seem to forget what happened, it's kind of jarring and disappointing. It can be searing and jarring and powerful one moment, and then in the next scene, it will be bizarrely vapid and sometimes badly written, but I'm not quite as upset about the dialogue because a lot of the actors are really strong, and so they can deliver these ridiculous lines pretty well. I guess I shouldn't have described a positive as jarring, but it can be arresting, I suppose. And then other scenes will be really predictable and repetitive, the types of things we've seen many times before in other stories and even in the series. I'd say my biggest issues probably have to do with three things. For one, I did not realize that Jim Gordon, the only good cop in Gotham type of character who works with Batman in the stories, was the main character. So here he's a younger man, and I think he's back from serving in the military, trying to go the straight and narrow and clean up Gotham's police. As others have said, it's a little bit difficult to follow him because you know he's going to fail to an extent because Batman has to come in and help the city and Gordon has to be stuck with a corrupt police force. This show is departing from the comics and lore in many ways. However, it still ends up being a repetitive exercise in seeing this character, a younger white man, go up against these corrupt forces and then become darker himself and then go up again and rise up and then fall and then rise up and fall. And even though this sort of thing can be entertaining if done the right way, I find Jim Gordon to be perhaps the least interesting character, and he's the type of character we've seen so many times before, where yes, he's a great guy, but oh no, there's a dark side to him. I'd say one of my other issues with the series is the sexism, racism, homophobia, classism, stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that they're really trying to do, And some of it, like I said, is insightful about human nature, psychology, society, but other stuff is really awkward. For example, in terms of LGBTQ issues, it has many characters who are queer. It has many female characters who are in love or had past relationships or make out or whatever. And at first I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then I realized that the numbers just kept going up and up and up for super sexy women randomly making out with each other. And I don't think, I tried to look into this, and so far from what I've seen, it has not happened. There's been a single kiss between two men. And most of the female characters who are interested in other women are bisexual, which again, at first, oh great, they're bisexual, you know, representation. But it makes it easy for the show to prioritize that woman's relationship with a guy. So maybe she'll date a woman, but then she'll become truly obsessed with a man. The series doesn't always do this. It does try sometimes, but I find that sort of thing to be really frustrating. Also, the fact that we are following a police force that is really corrupt is a bit difficult to stomach. For me in particular, because that's just the type of person I am, I have a really hard time with corruption and bureaucratic ruthlessness, I suppose, which is obviously a really small way to describe police corruption, but it's kind of the beginning, and of course it spreads into just police terrorism, basically. Now, I'm not trying to act like I'm alone on this or anything. It's just that it's difficult for me to hear about and watch a lot of the time, even in fictional stories, because I find it so frustrating. So, for example, Jim Gordon's partner, Harvey Bullock, the actor does a pretty good job, but I don't have much investment in this character, who is a white man, again, which, of course, by itself, it's fine. One of my favorite characters of the show is a white man. In fact, I think most of them are. But he frequently threatens to beat up children. In one scene, he threatens to beat up a homeless black boy who is 16 years old because he is very large and he could probably give them information and he's probably committed some minor crimes. And I guess it's kind of for a laugh, but because the show doesn't explicitly address things like that, and it conflates the idea of throwing these underlings in jail with dealing with the absolutely insane stuff that's basically supernatural that happens in Gotham, it makes it much less sympathetic to me, because these characters will prioritize going by the book mostly when it involves relatively minor players or minor infractions, and then it ends up just being like the American justice system, where sure, you'll be able to arrest the people who are easy to grab, you'll be able to beat them up and brutalize them and get the information you need, because this is fiction, not real life, where torture doesn't usually reveal good results. But the rich, powerful people who are actually running everything will be able to get out of jail in a second because they have tons of money and supernatural armies. So yeah, I don't have that much investment in characters like Harvey Bullock. And his redemption has been, as far as I can tell, up and down. It hasn't been really a consistent thing, and it's not portrayed as something that important. Probably my third issue is Bruce Wayne. Batman himself, who is a little kid. He and Selina Kyle, Catwoman, are both quite young, like 12 or 13 when the show starts. And the actors are really cute, and I would say they both improve, especially Selina. But sometimes it still is a bit difficult for me to except Bruce Wayne, and I think it's partly the acting. I think it's also that he's written most of the time as a mini adult. He already seems practically fully formed. He knows what he wants. He speaks like he's a Vulcan or something. Somebody described him as Spock Batman, because he's so unemotional at first, at least, and very intellectual. And I agree with that. And I guess that's one of my issues with Batman in general, is I don't think, from what I've read about the comics, that I like him that much. This is certainly a different take on him, but I find him to be, for one, too overpowered. He's incredibly rich. He's incredibly strong. He doesn't have his own powers. I think that's partly why he is written to be that way. He's a super genius. He's a tech genius. And then he has some people working for him and helping him out. He's also quite tormented and brooding and violent, but he has a commitment to not kill. But to me, this just sounds like such a fantastical character. It doesn't sound like somebody I can relate to or who I am particularly interested in, because he has so much going for him. I actually really liked the Batman in the Telltale games, who his personality was a bit more like Superman, or at least you could play him that way in these video games. It was just sort of choose your own adventure type thing. And you could play him as very straight-laced and maybe a bit more like Jim Gordon in this version. Or you could make him a bit sneakier. Whatever the case, I found him much more sympathetic because he really was trying to do the right thing as opposed to just constantly wallowing in his misery and showing everyone else that he was better than them, which is how I feel he's been portrayed in a lot of other things I've seen him in, such as this story, even though he's just a child. Like, he doesn't listen to his caretaker. He seems to know more about what's going on than Jim Gordon. I don't identify with that at all either. It seems like he's written to be that way. And it's because he's upper class and rich and he has this great destiny, which I don't believe in. And I also don't totally understand his development, because if he's already starts out doing whatever he wants and he doesn't seem to ever listen to anybody, how is this character supposed to grow? It feels very haphazard to me. So yeah, those are some of my issues with the show that prevent me from watching the whole thing, along with pacing and other things like that. There are other issues that come up later in the series that I have a huge problem with, and I would say there are many things that improve. But so frequently putting the lives of villainous white men, for some reason, above lots of female characters or characters of color really bothers me, because it makes the stories a bit more predictable. They can undo a lot of what they do, I will say that, and that can make it flippin' amazing. But, for example, they might have a bizarre female character who's really well acted and almost always victimized come into the story, and she has some sort of strange obsession or ability, and those characters will almost always get killed off pretty darn quickly. I'm not saying they're going to be gone for good. I'm just saying that it's, you can kind of tell that's going to happen. And then the main characters might feel a little bit bad. Moving on, they're never mentioned again. However, you will have what I consider to be a really boring male villain. And some of the villains are incredible, but some of them I get really tired of, and they will be there for 20 episodes. And then one of the heroes will end up killing them, and then they will spend many episodes feeling guilty about committing murder against someone who is probably a mass murderer, and never remember the innocent women, or even the villainous women, who they led to their deaths. So those are some of the negative things about Gotham for me, but I will continue to talk about it probably in the next episode, because there are a few other things that I really hate about it so far, but there are a lot of things that are amazing and that I also really want to talk about. So if you've actually listened this far, I'm pretty impressed, and thank you for checking in. If you want, you can go to my Patreon and contribute something. I don't know. It's just a typical ADHDer. So I think it's patreon.com/ Noelle Vivant, NoelleVivante. There are so many small and large things I could talk about, but hopefully the next episode I will at least be able to finish up most of my thoughts on Gotham as a whole. Thank you again. Have a good day. Goodbye.